Good afternoon, and welcome to Uncle Paul's Jazz Closet. This is your host, Cindy McGurl, bringing you the music of jazz drummer Paul Modian, music he was inspired by, and music he inspired. And today's show is partnered with the Camden Conference. I'd like to thank them for helping to put the show on the air. And today's show is about the Carl Michael Group, and they will qualify as being inspired by Paul Modian. Carl Michael just put out an album called Music in Motion, or Music in Modian, depending on how you say it. It's all compositions of Paul Modian. And it's Carl Michael on guitar, Mick Dobry on piano, Dan Colton on bass, and Alex Trejand on drums. And Carl Michael is based in Michigan, I believe. And we'll find out more about his album and how he came to do it. After we play a song or two, I'm going to be calling him on the phone, and hopefully all will go as planned. I always get nervous about the technicalities. But we're going to start with Paul Modian's tune India, which is on the Music in Modian album. And this was originally recorded on It Should Have Happened a long time ago with Joe Lovano and Bill Frisell. And I don't think anyone else has ever recorded this song. So give a listen, and then I'll be back with Carl Michael. Thank you. Okay, so that was a tune that Carl Michael picked out as inspiring him, Victoria, from Paul Modian's tribute album, 1975 ECM release. And Carlos Ward on alto saxophone, Sam Brown on guitar, Paul Metzke on electric guitar, Charlie Hayden on bass, and Paul Modian on percussion. And I have Carl Michael on the line. And so, Carl, can you say something so we can see if the sound is working?
Oh, sure. I can say something. Hello, Cindy. How are you this afternoon?
Oh, good. So that sounds okay. So now, and you can hear me okay now. Good. Okay, so we started out with India, which is a cut from Music in Modian. Or do you say Motion, Carl?
You know, I always thought it was Motion, and then I started listening to your podcast, and I realized that I've been saying it wrong all the time.
Well, not really, because it's Paul used it from about the mid-70s on as a pronunciation of his name. But but growing up, and technically it is Modian, and and if you listen to some, there's some old live recordings where he gets introduced and they say Modian. But so in the mid-70s, someone mistakenly called him, introduced him as Paul Motion. And I guess it kept happening. And he got sick of correcting people. And then he thought about it. And he was like, you know what? That's a pretty good name for a drummer. So I'm going to stick with that. So then he started using it. So
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I've always said Motion, but I've been trying to correct myself nowadays and say Modian. So.
Yeah, so both are correct. I knew I couldn't do it because I would just always mess up, I think, because I'm just not used to saying it that way. Yeah, so why don't you tell us a little bit about how you came to record this album? You've got 10 Paul Modian songs on it. And how did you, when did you decide to do it?
Okay. I was a big fan of Paul's music for quite a while, and I finally got the nerve up to kind of write him. I was able to make contact with him with his record label at the time, which was Winter and Winter, and I asked him if he would send me some compositions, and he was really gracious, and he sent me like 12 compositions. I think Abacus was one of them at the time. Bayou Blue is another one, and there's some others I can't recall off the top of my head. But they were just wonderful to play, and I got together with some friends. We would play them, and I kept saying to myself, I got to do something with this. And time would go by, and I got wrapped up in other projects, and he passed away. And at that point, I was just like, I really needed to do something with this. So I got together with Nick Dobday, the keyboard player that's on this CD, and we started going through his compositions that I had at the time. I was able to make some connections with other musicians that had his compositions, and we traded them back and forth. And so we would go through and play through some of these compositions, and I just realized, wow, this would be a great recording project to do. So back in 2013, 2014, I got together with Alex Trujano and Dan Colton, the drummer and the bass player, and we started playing through these material and just recording it. That's how the CD came to fruition. We recorded a bunch of tunes, and there's still some more that are in the can, but at this point we've only released the CD.
Oh, I see. So you recorded more of them. Yeah. I did kind of notice that it seems like the songs on the CD are different than the ones that you sent me that you said you were inspired by, or mm-hmm. you know, the like Victoria. What did you? Uh-huh. It's funny because I was listening to that album, and Sam Brown is amazing on that. His guitar work on that song.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's probably why you picked it, right?
absolutely. I mean, one thing about that was really interesting to Paul's music for me, because I'm a guitar player. And he had made extensive use of guitar players throughout his bands, starting with Sam Brown, back with Victoria, and even before them with Conception Vessel. And then all the way through with Frizzell and the Butcher Bebop Band and all those and those variations of those groups. So it was really interesting to hear how he made use of the guitar and how the guitar would fit into his context. That whole album tribute, I've just more or less rediscovered recently, and I just thought, wow, this is a great album. The whole album to me is just really wonderful.
Yeah, his early albums, I feel like they sound different to me every time I listen to them almost. Yeah, you kind of discover new stuff, and there's just a lot going on. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's a lot of players, too, that, you know, that you kind of forget about, and then all of a sudden you pick up, you know, one of the albums, and you go, wow, Carlos Ward, where has he been? Charles Burkeen, where has he been? You know, Sam Brown, whatever happened to him? So, you know, it's really nice to kind of have that history there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we have queued up next Abacus from your CD. Do you have anything you want to say about it, or before?
Well, you know, it's a great tune. It reminds me. I think if people were going to say, you know, a typical, and I don't think there is a typical Paul Motian composition. But if you were to say, well, this is a typical Paul Motian composition, I would say, oh, okay, yeah, you're right. It's got a very short fragment of a melody, kind of a playful melody, and then it opens itself up to improvisation afterwards. It's a lot of fun to play on. I think you recorded it a number of different times, so he must like playing on it too.
Yeah. I have a list of all the different recordings of different songs, and this, yeah, Abacus, actually, I think it's a top contender for the most recordings. It's on 9 different albums.
Wow.
Up to 2011. Starting in 1979, with Leur Voyage, and
mm-hmm.
And he played it with Enrico Parinunzi. Let's see who else we have here. The Stefan Oliva and Bruno Chevillon. It's on Lost in a Dream. He played it with Paul Blay. It's on Mysterioso too.
I guess it's a composition that has stood the test of time.
Okay, so we're going to give a lesson to listen to Abacus. Stay tuned for more with Carl Michael. Okay, I totally screwed that up. So what we heard when at the very opening of this show was actually Abacus, and now what we just heard was India. So Carl, would you like to say something about Abacus?
Yeah, sure. I'll say something about Abacus in India.
Yeah.
Well, Abacus we kind of touched on already a little bit about how much it's been recorded and everything, and but India, to me, I think is really a unique composition. It evokes a place. It's majestic. It's, I would say, kind of unusual for a jazz composition. I kind of feel like it's more, almost like a chamber piece in a lot of ways. And again, I just don't think he recorded it that much, but I just find it just a beautiful song, strong melody, and it was a lot of fun to play on.
Yeah. So, do you think it's inspired by like Indian music? Like,
no, I'm not too sure if it's inspired by Indian music, but he wrote songs. Yeah, I think you know he wrote songs like Asia and Cambodia, and sometimes they evoke a mood. And maybe that's what he was, you know, trying to aim for. A lot of his music to me just has a feel like he's evoking a mood, or it's introspective or reflective sometimes. And I think he was really great at getting that out of his music.
Yeah. Yeah, I think a lot of times I'm kind of starting to feel like he named them after he wrote them, and sort of, you know, it's not like he went into it thinking about India, like, but
right.
when the song was done. Is that the way you write your own music too, right? What's your approach? Do you do that too? It seems like that's what Steve Cardenas and Bill Frisell, it seems like that's what I got from them. The title comes later.
Yeah. You know, and a lot of times when I'm, you know, writing something, I have to give it a title. I usually call it Sketch 1 or Sketch 2 or whatever, but, you know, it gets a composition, some sort of name, and eventually before it's being recorded or before rehearsal anyway, I try to come up with some sort of title. But, yeah, I'm terrible with titles.
Yeah. So I was asking you if the rest of the band is also from Michigan, and you said they are. So maybe you want to talk a little bit about them individually, maybe,
them. I moved to Michigan in 1991, and I first met Mick Dabe, who's the keyboard player on this. And we've done a number of different projects on and off over the years, also along with Alex Trujano, who's the drummer on this project. And at one time, Mick and Alex were in a band that was called Blue Dog. And then Dan, I've met through Mick and Alex, and he's a great bass player. He's also a really good composer in his own right, too. We've worked on a number of different projects throughout the years, too. So it was fun to be able to get all four of them into the studio and just hash through this music and listen to their input and put together the pieces that we recorded.
Yeah. Yeah, I really like... there's a really gentle sound on this album that I really like. And I think Paul would like, because it sort of makes it your own. Like, he was really big on that, not copying what somebody else is doing, but, you know, taking something and making it your own. And I think your sound, it's unique. It's not, you know, I haven't heard other people play Paul's tunes in that way. It's just, I don't know, it's just a really peaceful ambiance that it's really enjoyable to listen to and... Yeah, makes a gentle mood.
Well, thank you. I had a lot of the same feeling when I was listening to Paul's music. There's some of his music to me that has a spiritual aspect to it that I just really liked. In some ways, it was meditative, and it almost kind of puts you into I shouldn't say hypnotic zone, but you know, into a trance and. His and a lot of his music, I shouldn't say all of it, but some of his music to me had that kind of reflective kind of quality to it that, you know, required deep listening. And, you know, and I think that's the one thing about that draws or drew me into his music anyway.
Yeah, so that's the part of it that, yeah, that you like. I guess so that's coming out in the in your recordings of it. So we have queued up a song from the Carl Michael group that I just got in the mail today, so I haven't really had a chance to look at it. So when is this album from?
This came out like in 2000, I believe, 2001.
Uh-huh.
And it features Gerald Cleaver on drums and Tim Flood on bass, Alan Rowe on piano, Andrew Bishop on sax, Michael Gray on alto sax, Chris Smith on trombone, and Paul Finkbeiner on a trumpet. And it's kind of an offshoot of an earlier project that I did.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to augment that project with some different instruments and kind of make it like a small big band type of thing. So.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of, almost like the Electric Bebop band, kind of with lots of instruments. Big numbers of people. So are these your compositions on here?
Everything on there is all written by me.
Okay, so what do you think? Should we do Jitterbug or Cold Pizza?
Either one.
Okay.
Your choice.
Okay, well, I've got Jitterbug queued up, so we're going to give a listen to that, and then we'll be back with more with Carl Michael. Stay tuned.
Thank you.
Okay, that was Jitterbug, a composition by Carl Michael, who's our guest today. He recorded an album called Music in Motion, or Music in Motion, depending on how you want to say it. And he's on the line with us talking about the influence of Paul Motion on his music. Carl, I was just saying that your website is really nice. You've written a lot about each of Paul's compositions and albums that influenced you. So what inspired you to do that, to put all that together online? It's not something I've really seen that many people do. It's nice to...
Well, as I was talking to you earlier, I think Paul's music is just wonderful. It's had an influence on me. I think it's had an influence on a lot of other people, and it's nice to go back and listen to his catalog and going through and picking out things that I thought I needed to reflect on a little bit and just jot down my thoughts about it and what it meant to me. And I just wanted to also encourage other people just to go through it and check it out if they haven't had a chance to do that.
If people go to carlmichael.com, and that's MICHEL, you can see that Carl has a whole page devoted to this album. And it's available in digital and CD versions from many different locations. And tell us a little bit about as a musician, is this a self-published album? Is that your own label, or is that a...
Right, yeah.
Play On Records?
Mm-hmm. Exactly, Play On Records. And I've used it for putting out actually three recordings so far. One was a vinyl project done way back when, back in the 80s. Mm-hmm. And then I've had two CDs, the first one was called The Carl Michael Group, and the second one is called The Carl Michael Group Plus, and that was Jitterbug from that we just heard.
Mm-hmm.
I also released the Music in Motion on the Play On Record label, my label. So
yeah,
so it's self promotion.
Yeah,
as they say.
Yeah, and that's the way most people go these days. It's a lot more work to do it that way. Do you have help, or do you do it all yourself?
I do it mostly myself.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about why you picked some of these songs that you did, like the one... let's see, what could we play next? Maybe we could do In the Year of the Dragon. I really like that tune.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great tune. Yeah, when I was going through and deciding what compositions to go through and play, I didn't want to do something that would be seen like, well, this one sounds too much like that already. I kind of wanted to pick a variety. And I also wanted to focus on some compositions that I thought were unique and didn't sound like a typical, like a jazz composition per se, that evoked maybe what I thought were different sides to Motion's composition style. There was a quote that I ran across recently by Manfred Eicher in the liner notes to the ECM Paul Motion box set, and he says, "I realized he was a poet." He's referring to Paul, not only as a drummer. And I think, a lot of that is reflective in his music. I think of his songs as poems sometimes, that they're short pieces, but you can do so much with them.
Yeah.
And I think that was the other thing that kind of drew me to a lot of this music, because there is so much you can do and different ways you can take it with. And like I said, we recorded a bunch of it. And I thought these were some of the stronger pieces. And also I thought that, again, would give it a variety of material of this in the style that I think Paul was, writing in. Indira and the Dragon, I think, is probably one of his more conventional jazz type of pieces. It has chord structures. It has a form that you improvise over. And to me, though, it's a very modern type of a composition. If you ask me, is this a Paul Motion composition, I would have to think, well, you know, it does kind of sort of sound like a Wayne Shorter composition. So, you know, to me, it does kind of reflect some of that modern post-bebop era that was kind of that a lot of composers are writing in. So it's a very nice tune, too. And I think it's another one of those tunes that he went back and recorded a couple of different times with other people.
Yeah, with Jerry Allen and
yes.
Charlie Hayden, they really like to play this song a lot.
And Jerry Allen was from this area, from the Detroit area, too.
Oh, she was, yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. It's a real nice piece, you know. It was that piece and Once Around the Park, I think another piece that we recorded, and I was kind of deciding, well, which one to put on the CD, and I went with In the Air and the Dragon.
Yeah, so let's give a listen to In the Air of the Dragon, and stay tuned for more music. Carl's going to be with us for the whole show today. Thank you. Okay, we're back with Carl Michael, that we just heard his version of In the Year of the Dragon on his album Music in Modian. So we're going to do Gallup's Gallop next from the Electric Bebop Band album Europe. Do you want to say a couple words about that, Paul?
Sure. I just think it's probably one of the more complicated monk tunes to be performing, for one thing. You don't hear too many people playing it.
And
to have, you know, that many guitar players and that many saxophone players tackling it at the same time, that takes a lot of balls. So I just think it they do a great job with it, and I really love the fact that the solos are kind of overlapping, kind of falling all over each other. That was one of the things that I really liked about Paul's approach to music, that it didn't have to just be, okay, head, take a solo, take the head, finish. And it could be, you know, lots of things happening in the head and lots of things that could be happening in the solo, not just feature one soloist.
Okay, so take a listen to Gallup's Gallop, and we'll be back after the top of the hour. Stay tuned. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.